Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is fascinating to see how quickly a conspiracy theory can spread. Because being scared of this new thing that showed up in our area, totally understandable. Totally understandable. What's strange is needing an answer so badly that you'll believe anything. Like, for example, the reason why this scary-ass animal could be walking around two communities of Western New York, and who is being blamed for secretly putting it here.
Dun, dun. Dawn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, those dynamite sound effects being done by Kimmy. Still in the big girl chair, terrible time Timmy behind the board. Tommy will be back with us tomorrow, we think.
We'll see.
Well, probably. He's fine, by the way. Everyone in his family's fine.
The goal is to be back tomorrow.
He told us when he was coming back, we just weren't listening.
Yeah.
And also, you know, traveling, not the easiest thing right now.
Right.
So ideally, we will have Tommy back here tomorrow here in the break room on CMF. We have another upstate New York mountain lion sighting.
Oh.
This morning.
With evidence.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
All right. So a family in Amherst, just outside of Buffalo, says they got a picture of a big-ass cat. It's on video in a field in their yard. So the state of New York came out to investigate, and they said although the video is real, it has not been tampered with, they do not believe it is a mountain lion. That's what the state said. They said maybe it's a giant cat.
Okay, like a house cat.
Yeah, that's what
a big house cat.
This is what the state says.
Okay.
Family says, are you out of your mind? Look at what we have on the video. Mm-hmm. People looking at the video that aren't the state are saying it's definitely a mountain lion. Take it for what it's
worth. Why is it always like grainy footage off in the distance, you know?
Well, because I don't think mountain lions want to be around people.
No, I know, but it just seems like whenever we have, whenever we see these things in our area, like it's always like a clip. It's always like a small thing, and then they have to like investigate whether or not the video. You know,
what, you want them to walk up to the McDonald's drive-thru?
Well, I don't know. You would just think, because we have like so many trail cameras and stuff around, you would think like one would walk by it, get close enough to it where you could tell at some point.
Valid point. So this story out in Amherst, along with the stories we've had in Rochester all summer long, has now produced a theory that has spread like wildfire across social media this week. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The theory is that the state of New York has been releasing mountain lions intentionally, like letting them loose, to help take care of the massive deer overpopulation in New York State.
So I remember getting these calls when the city mountain lion was spotted, like a couple months ago now?
Okay. That the state had released mountain
lions. Yeah. Okay. I think people were starting to think that way when that one showed up.
So did you guys know this was a thing that happened?
I was unaware.
Your mic is not on, Timmy.
I was unaware.
Okay, well, you shouldn't be aware because it's not true. The conspiracy theory got so big.
Let's release this even more dangerous animal into the wild.
So many people started spreading this that the state DEC had to come out and actually address it. And they said, of course, the state of New York is not releasing mountain lions. Some of the posts on social media that spread got so specific, they referenced by name a legitimate employee of the State Department of Environmental Conservation. So we do know that the state has been trapping big cats recently to tag them and track them to see where they're coming from and where they are going. Maybe that led to confusion.
Seeing them release them back after tagging them.
Or you just read the headlines and you assume that meant they were releasing them. But if you were to read the whole article, you would find out that they are just doing this again to figure out why the cats are here and where they are going.
Just try to better understand.
You got it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why does everything have to be a conspiracy theory now?
I don't know. Like, how bored are people? Like, why do we, I guess my question is, why do we want to believe the bad information so bad? Like, the scary information. We're all drawn to it in some way, right?
That's a really, really good question. Because you're right. The scariest explanation.
Like, I would like to believe the not scary stuff, the stuff that's supposed to make you feel better. But for whatever reason, it's the bad stuff that spreads the fastest.
But, like, here's the thing, Kimmy. No explanation is ever good enough, right? Because there has to be some guy that has no legit experience in whatever the subject, when it comes to a conspiracy theory, they pop on social media and they just
sound convincing.
Right? And that is just so juicy that someone who knows them is going to share that and tell other folks, you know. And then before you know it, it's being talked about on a third-rate radio show like ours. And like if we use this mountain lion story, for example, I get that it's scary that there could be a mountain lion just wander around.
Scary, but I think exciting for people.
I don't want it near me.
No, but think of how obsessed we were when we thought that there was a mountain lion around the city of Rochester. I mean, we all became, like, it was like all anybody could talk about for weeks.
You know, Timmy, it's funny that Kimmy's talking about the excitement and everything.
Yeah.
Because as we talk about how conspiracy theories start, again, 252-WCMF, there's been another big cat sighting, this time outside of Amherst, and it has led to massive conspiracy theories on social media in upstate New York that the state of New York has released mountain lions to try and control the deer overpopulation. The state DEC had to come out after the rumor got so large and say, absolutely not, we didn't do that. You were someone that was buying in on a conspiracy theory that you started here yourself in the show.
I don't think I started it. I just said there was no proof, like solid proof that it was here is all my point was.
Kimmy, when the first alleged mountain lion sighting here in Rochester happened, you had multiple witnesses that said what they saw.
One witness.
You had one witness that went on TV. You had other people that saw it. You also had the video clip of the cat walking through the city.
But they couldn't confirm if that wasn't tampered with.
Kimmy came on the show and said that it was a hoax. That she believed it was a hoax and that the mountain lion didn't exist.
I didn't say I believed it was a hoax. I just said I'm not convinced. I said I'm not convinced that there's a mountain lion.
How is that not it's a hoax?
And then we said there's suspicious stuff because how has nobody else seen this mountain lion? Uh-huh.
And then, Timmy, she starts running her mouth and, you know, little man over here, he gets all excited.
Yeah, he was on my side.
Yeah, because he jumped on it because of exactly what you just said. Oh, it's an answer to something and I don't know what to think about it.
So and even guys, the DEC couldn't confirm it.
You guys got in my face, and we had a 10-minute argument where you guys were calling me
stupid.
Well,
you were convinced that it was a real thing.
Yes, because you had multiple witnesses and a video clip. And then, 2-3 weeks later, those women in Greece say they saw it, and you changed it, too.
Still no evidence, though, other than, what did they say? They said they found poop or something.
You want to keep going with this hoax that you're trying
to do? Have you heard about it since people stopped talking about
it? This could be the same cat out there.
You think it's the same one?
I mean, it's not that far.
Traveled a good distance in a decent amount of time. It's plausible that this is the same one.
So you do believe it was
thing. I'm confident.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So shut up.
You shut up over there.
At first I thought it was ridiculous, but now that it's still going and it's reached Amherst. This story has reached Amherst. It could be just a single cat floating around just trying
single
to get by.
Single big cat?
Yeah, just trying to get by. I don't. It doesn't have a map. It doesn't have a sense of direction. It's kind of just wandering. And I would expect it to have maybe be seen throughout
nobody's seen this in months until now.
You're going to jump back on? You're going to jump back on the conspiracy train that the mountain lion doesn't exist.
I just have some questions.
Okay.
Valid questions.
Okay. 252-WCMF. That's how all of these start. You realize that, right? I'm not saying. I'm just asking questions. I'm not saying the state released mountain lions to try and thin out there. I'm just asking questions. Just asking. They could extend the hunting season. That would be the easiest way to do that, right? The last thing you'd want to do when it comes to letting the mountain lions out. If the state were to release mountain lions.
That conspiracy theory. I got you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's hard to keep track of what conspiracy theory
it is. I don't even know what we're talking
about
anymore.
You're all over the place. You're absolutely all over the place. And I find it interesting, too, when we talk about where conspiracy theories come from, that just the addressing, you did not mention the fact that you didn't believe the mountain lion story until I brought up your conspiracy theory, your eyes lit up and you went right back into the conspiracy theory.
I don't think it's a conspiracy theory to say I don't know if people saw it or not.
Okay.
When it first came out, I was all in because it's like you said, like multiple people saying they saw it in the same vicinity. Then it kind of died out.
Nobody saw it again.
But, like, where did it go?
Well, but it's an animal that survives on hiding.
Yeah, but it was in a city.
It's a predator.
And nobody caught it on another camera?
Tom,
I would like more evidence before I believe the story. That's all I'm saying.
Tom writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, did they ever catch the Rochester cat? Or did he get bored and move and now is hanging out in Buffalo? Is it more fun in Buffalo for a mountain lion than it is in Rochester?
Well, you got a lot of space in between. That you could hide out in for a while.
I am curious how long it would take for a cat like that to go from. Is that like a day trip?
I don't know if are they animals that, like yesterday we were talking about the deer. Do they all stay in the same place their whole lives,
well,
or do they wander?
We were getting a bunch of different information on the deer, right? About banging their moms and all that stuff.
We really should get a nature expert to go to for the show.
What about, why not you? You seem to have it all figured out about the mountain lions here in town.
I don't. That's all I'm saying.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Skyler. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy? Hey, Timmy, can I get phones? I'm sorry, buddy. Hey, Skyler, my fault, bud. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I told you before that I've seen a mountain lion twice in my life. Once right here, I live next door to, like, there's nothing between me and Lethbridge Park but corn and woods. And I've seen one in just probably 20 miles from here. But I saw one in Colorado, too, I told you about. But they don't. The DEC did release them in Letchworth Park, and not to suppress the deer population. They did it to suppress the coyote population because coyotes are out of control. Deer are not out of control. You guys talk about deer all the time, and there's not as many deer. I used to see 50 deer all behind my house, and now I see 4.
I saw 50 deer in my house!
Whatever.
I seen all videos.
And in
my
Colorado.
Hold on. Let me back up. Skyler, we lead New York in deer strike accidents in Monroe County. You can't say there aren't a lot of deer.
And I don't get the thought behind releasing it to control the coyote. Again, like you're releasing a more dangerous animal to control a dangerous animal?
That's why they won't admit it, because they don't want idiots like you. Put it in on the radio that the DEC released a mountain lion, and now...
Skyler, what are we doing? What are we doing, Skyler?
Dude, I'm telling you a true story. They released mountain lions like 20 years ago to reduce the coyote population. Where I live, I'm not kidding you or making this up. I used to see 40 deer behind my house.
Oh, it was 50 now, a second ago. It was 50 a second.
Well, the mountain lion's got 10 of them.
I'm trying not to over-exaggerate. I used to see a herd of deer. Now I see a few deer. And I'm here to tell you, every night across the road from my house at 3 o'clock in the morning, I hear coyotes howling like bunch of them. And that's why the DEC released the mountain lions.
All right.
And they don't want to admit it because you guys are all, oh my gosh, why would they do that? What about my poor dog?
But, who sounds like that?
I kind of sound like
you're
that.
Right. They don't want to be around people. They're not a harmful animal. They don't want to kill people or your dog. They want to eat coyotes and rabbits and maybe a deer. But the deer population isn't as high as you think it is.
Okay.
And there are mountain lions.
All right. Well, Skyler, listen, I need you to do me a favor. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening, right, buddy. Right.
It's pretty rare that we get, like, frustrated Skyler.
Skyler, I need you tonight to count however many deer are in your backyard and report back to us tomorrow, okay?
I have 5 apple trees on my 3.9 acres, and there used to be deers come through there and eat my apples, and I have not seen a deer all year.
Skyler, thanks for the call.
Plenty of apples, though.
Have a good rest of the day.
5 apple trees and 40 deer.
Okay. They don't want it on the radio. That they released the mountain lions to take care of the coyotes. So Skyler's going to call up on the radio and tell everybody that they released the mountain lions. Okay. 252.
20 years ago, though.
20 years. Well, they're older mountain lions. You know, they got new hips. Hip replacements coming. Let's wrap it up with Tom. He seems like he might know what he's talking about. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Not bad. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, brother. What do you got?
So when in 2011, there was a collared cat that was out in the Black Hills region of South Dakota, and he traveled over 1,500 miles.
Dang.
I sent you guys a link on Facebook. It was hit by a car out in Milford, Connecticut, and they say it traveled like 1,500 miles.
Oh, yes,
miles.
I remember this story. We actually cited it the last time we talked about it. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
And I've seen cats. I'm a big outdoorsman. I got into it like with the Wounded Warrior Project. I got screwed up pretty bad over in Iraq in 2008 and started spending a lot more time out in the outdoors with the healing process of the PTSD and that. And I've seen some stuff around here that you wouldn't think you would see.
But I mean, I guess what I'm wondering, Tom, I mean, is that stuff that's just naturally happening because animals are moving in ways that we didn't
Is it like passing through? Does it live here? I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I mean, it's happening up in Canada, too, like with all the logging industry, and they're getting pushed out of their natural habitat. And, I mean, a person's house gets burned down, you go look for another place to live.
Sure.
So, I mean, the animals are going to do the same thing. There's been rumors. I got friends that are in NCON DC office. I was prior law enforcement. And, I mean, there's been a lot of talk of it, of them releasing cats to control population of other animals, but they won't admit it. I don't know whether it's true or not.
Well, I heard Skyler's got all the inside information, Tom.
Just go hang out in his backyard.
I got to call him back and see how many deer are in his backyard, but I really appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, guys. You have a good day.
There goes Tom. All right, let's take a break.
People get so mad when we talk about wildlife.
Well, no, but you see,
like we admit we're idiots and we don't know what we're talking about, and then people are like, "Hey, you guys are idiots. I know you're saying you're idiots, but you're double idiots."
No, but like you're making jokes at the expense of people who are doing the exact same thing you are doing about the mountain lion not existing.
I'm admitting I don't have the information to make an educated
assessment. I'm just asking questions. Can we not ask questions about whether the mountain lion's fake mountain lion? Let's take a break.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's the simplest things that are the most successful, and this certainly qualifies, because the greater Rochester area in the past has done a ton and spent a ton to try and attract folks from out of town. But it turns out this natural thing, for whatever reason, has people spending a fortune to stay overnight to come and see it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So story on Spectrum over the weekend. They talked to AAA and owners of hotels and bed and breakfasts across upstate New York. And the hotels they spoke to said they are pretty much booked solid through the end of October because of people who are coming to our area to look at leaves.
Okay, so the foliage.
You got it. Several hotels in the Finger Lakes say despite the fact that they are a resort town in the summer and lots of people come on vacation, October is traditionally their busiest months for rooms rented out. So that means people are coming in from out of town and spending a premium at these nice boutique places to look at trees.
So are we talking like way out of town? Like people that don't necessarily have that same fall foliage experience?
So
or are like people from here going down there to experience them in a different area?
All right, so let's talk about that. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because I don't get it. Like, I get we're mm-hmm. spoiled,
yeah.
right? And we get this on our ride to work every day.
Yeah.
But to your point,
yeah.
there's foliage all over New England, so they're mm-hmm. not coming from there.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, if you're coming from far, far away, like, you're going to Vermont, you're going to, like, those places that have activities surrounding the fall time. Like, I think Vermont even has, like, a train that takes you through, like, the mountains to see the foliage. I don't, other than just looking at the trees here, I don't know what... And maybe going to like the farms, but again, you can get that in a lot of different places.
So to your point, all of New England is not coming to upstate New York.
Mm.
Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, they all have foliage that
sure.
you can go through.
Yeah.
So does that mean there are people flying to New York State to see the leaves turn yellow and brown? Because with a flight and hotel mm-hmm. and dinner and all this stuff, you'd be spending over $1,000 a person.
Well, I think there's a combo of things happening in that area, though, because didn't that region just get voted like the best wine region?
Okay.
And I don't know if that's, I don't know what study or.
But we're also not drinking.
Awards it was.
Remember? Like, yeah, these wineries are like screaming,
but I guess,
like, hey.
But my point is, I guess you're getting the combo. So if you're coming for that fall feeling, you can also enjoy the wine country along with it.
Look, I mean, I get it.
You're making a vacation out of it.
Look, I would understand why someone would drive an hour or two to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wrap my head around the idea that you're going to come a plane ride away or a 6-7 hour car ride away to spend money on a hotel. And I get the wineries are here in the farms, but like the main goal is to see leaves on a tree.
Yeah, it's the Instagram effect, though. Like, how many people, I wonder, are booking trips based on things they see other people have posted on Instagram, people they know have posted on Instagram. Like, it's sometimes it just takes like one or two photos of a cool area and somebody will say, I'm going to go check that out myself.
Okay, the phone number is 252-WCMF. That's an interesting thought because I always assume the people that were spending money to stay in hotels and stuff were like the older set, not the Instagram generation.
I think it's getting younger. The people willing to make the trip for scenic places.
What happened? What do you mean younger? When you say younger, are we talking 20s? Are we talking 30s?
I know people in their 30s
who
have done
it.
Yeah,
but you're not young anymore.
So I don't know what you consider that.
You're not a young person.
I didn't say
no, but you said younger. And like you're
I said younger than what you were describing.
Okay, but it's not that far off. I mean, you're pretty old.
Well, I thought you were talking about like retirees.
Yeah, I mean, you're close.
I wish I was close.
You will never retire from
this. I know.
That is not going to happen. No, I mean, Timmy, I can't imagine spending that kind of money or my wife being like, I want to do this, and me being like, okay, to go look
at
it.
Your wife
like,
would want to do that, though.
Yeah, and we don't.
I mean, obviously, we don't have to go as far to experience that.
No,
but
that's
you,
my point.
Your wife is a big bed and breakfast, like quaint little town. Let's go see the cute stuff.
That's my point. I kick and scream every year because she wants to go to, you know, Dickens Christmas and Skinny Atlas, and we end up going, right? But that's like all pomp and circumstance. I hate it, but I get that. I don't get like, hey, we're in this town. Let's go outside and walk around and see trees. Look at the trees.
Get some fresh air.
Okay.
Little
having
change
it
of scenery.
Readily accessible makes it a little less appealing because we're surrounded by it and we don't appreciate it. I don't know if I would spend hundreds upon hundreds of dollars to enjoy it if I'm not able to, but I do understand like
the draw.
If I can't do it from home, I would want to go experience or not me personally, but I can understand somebody wanting to do. Don't look at me like that. Don't even look at me at all.
Okay. I guess I'll ask this question then. 252-WCMF, with this story on Spectrum that all of these resort towns around the Finger Lakes, they say their busiest hotel times are now in October for the foliage and stuff like that. Is there a natural wonder that either of you would get on a plane to go see? And I'm not talking like a beach, like to get out of the cold, yeah. right? Like that, it's not the same thing. I'm talking like the equivalent of whatever leaves would be.
So you're not talking like big things.
No, I'm talking, well, I mean, it could be big, but just a natural wonder that isn't like a resort.
Yeah.
That isn't like, you know, LA or Miami or something like that. What would you pay to get on a plane to go see natural wonder?
I mean, like the obvious ones, like the Grand Canyon, stuff like that. I would love to see that. I've never been.
Why? Well, so you can go this summer if you wanted to. Why haven't you been?
I don't know. I just don't have the time and money to do that.
You went a lot of places this summer.
I did.
It was the summer of Kimmy traveling.
But the thing was, I went for like a wedding. You know what I mean? Like I had a reason to take those trips, I guess.
You as a woman without children would spend money to go look at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, if I was going to make a trip out that way.
It's just a big hole and it's cold.
You don't want to see it?
I've already seen it. You don't want
to see it once in your life?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
Well, I get why you don't. But if you didn't experience it, you wouldn't be curious?
I just explained it to you. It's a big hole and it's cold.
Okay.
Like, did you go intentionally to go see the Grand Canyon or was it just along the way?
My family had family there when I was a kid, so we went and visited family.
His family lived in a big hole in the ground. No, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, when you think Grand Canyon, you think, like, dad road trip out west, we stop at the Grand Canyon for a day.
Yeah, but I always kind of thought that was, like, an American bucket list kind of thing.
I've got no interest in the Grand Canyon.
No?
Zero interest. Is that
There's a lot of cool spots like that I would love to go see, but the thing is, too, like, a lot of them, to your point, are that's it for miles.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what you're getting. Unless you can make it, like, a you know, go a little longer, see some other places.
But that's kind of the situation here. Unless these people are coming to New York City, driving up a couple hours to come,
which is
to
also
the Finger Lakes,
possible.
I mean, I guess that makes more sense.
Yeah.
But like when it comes to like Mount Washington, you're not going to fly out to go see Mount Washington, are you?
No, you would go for other reasons, probably.
Right. I mean, like,
You get to see it while you're there.
Like even something like a safari. I mean, that doesn't count because like you're going to see the animals. You're not going to hang out in the desert. Like there, I can't think of a natural wonder in America where I would be like, I have to get on a plane and go see that with my own eyes.
I'm not a huge history person, but Mount Rushmore might be cool to see.
You know that it's not natural. You know that, right?
Yeah, I understand.
But
really?
You're saying like to go see like one specific thing.
Or like a volcano would be cool to experience. Can't name a volcano.
Mount St. Helens?
Sure, that works.
All right. Wait, did I just say natural? Natural thing. Well, I don't know. I'm going to go see Mount Rushmore. It's pretty amazing how all those presidents ended up on the face of the mountain.
I kind of get where he's going with it, though.
The mountain itself has faces on it.
It's just an outside thing you're going to look at.
The reason people go is because it's not a natural thing. It was just a mountain. You wouldn't go to the mountain.
I might go to the mountain because then I could be the architect and be like, oh, I could put faces on it.
You're an idiot. You're the dumbest person I've ever met. And how do we not have someone better than Timmy to do this every time Tommy goes on vacation?
There's also something that looks kind of cool, but I hesitate to see it because I feel like you're going to go and be like, oh, neat.
What's
something
that?
I've never seen before. The salt flats.
Have
you ever seen pictures and videos of people in the salt flats?
So like when they try and set like ground speed records for like cars and rockets, they do it on the salt flats because it's all flat.
Yeah.
Science.
Salt flats. You got it. Yeah.
But again, like I don't know if that's enough of a draw to me for me to just go there for that reason.
But again, like you keep saying all that stuff, but you have not gone to any of these places. And you are
hopefully
free.
One day I'll get there.
Hopefully one day I'll spend money on other things up until that point.
Yeah.
But I won't spend money on it now. Lisa writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. All my friends that moved away to warm places miss the changing leaves. You don't really appreciate it till you don't have it anymore. I get it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I do. I just question spending all of that money to come and look at it when you've never seen it.
When you're already living in it.
Yeah. By the way, Matthew says the salt flats are ugly and they stink.
Oh, good to know.
Kimmy's out on the salt flats. Scott writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, don't go to the Grand Canyon in the summer. It isn't cold. Timmy is wrong. I lived in Arizona.
In the summer?
Yeah, it's a desert, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Grand Canyon is much colder than Phoenix. I'm just...
If you're not watching the live stream, he's got his hood up and his arms crossed. He has never been more serious about anything in his life than what he's yelling about.
I feel like
I'm
in the Grand Canyon right now.
All right. Matthew writes us on Instagram. He says, I took a 19-day, 8,297-mile, 24-state, 14-national-park trip this past summer. Ooh. Trip of a lifetime. I wish I had that drive.
To count the miles?
Well, no, to enjoy natural beauty. Like, I wish I had that in me where I could look out a window and go, wow.
Like, you've never been amazed by, like, mountains in the distance or anything. Just because we're not used to seeing something like that every day.
Here's how rare it is for me. And there was one moment in my head that sticks out. I was on the road doing comedy. I had chosen Colorado, and I was driving overnight from one college to a hotel to do a club. And I was driving. I was like in the middle of nowhere in the Rocky Mountains. And the sun, it was like February. The sun was coming up over the Rocky Mountains as I was driving towards them. And there was like snow on the ground. And it was one of the most beautiful things I had ever seen. Like to the point where I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And that lasted like 5 seconds. And I was like, okay, I got to get gas.
Okay, but in that moment, you appreciated just the beauty of nature.
Okay,
right?
But I like had to be, but I had
something
to be there.
In the distance.
If I would have paid to go to and like have a sunrise over the Rocky Mountains experience, and
well,
that's what
I
got.
There's other
out of it,
experiences you could have, though. I mean,
I don't want to get on a horse. I'm not riding a donkey.
You're not a hiker.
No, I'm not. No.
Not
what
a camper.
What am I doing?
I don't know. I think it's just one of those things you feel like you have to check off your bucket list as an American. Experiencing the country, you know?
No, I did. I argue.
Maybe that's why you have that take, because you drove all around seeing different things for a long time.
But I would argue, having had that experience, America is in the small towns. It's not in the natural beauty. Like, you learn a whole lot more about this country talking to people than you do looking at a big hole in the ground or a big mountain.
But
in the sky.
Why can't you have both? Why can't you do both?
I guess you could. A lot of people are bringing up the redwood forest in California.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
That sounds cool. Have you been?
Yeah, no.
No. You were out in California a bunch.
I know. Yeah, well, but that was far from where we were.
It's closer than you've ever been.
Yeah.
To the redwoods.
Yeah. If I had a couple extra days, probably.
You like trees? Yeah. You like big trees?
Giant trees.
Big ass
Pat.
Trees. We'll take one call before we move on. 252-WCMF. Kimmy's got a salt flats fantasy. Hi.
Well, it's just a thing on my list.
Hey, bud. How are you guys today?
Good, buddy. What do you got going on?
It was just funny. You were mentioning the Bonneville salt flats. I was just there a few weeks ago, and I really was not too enthused about going there, but my kids wanted to go, so we went, and we had a ball. It was really cool. It's something that's super unique, and you'll never see anywhere else. And I will tell you that a rental Honda Odyssey will do over 100 miles an hour on the bottom of it.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're really, if you're in the flat, the salt flat's where you want to be.
Yeah, it's not something that you would think, oh, hey, that's kind of cool, until you're there, and it's pretty incredible how immense that is.
Okay.
How long did you spend there? Like, I guess when you got there, did you look around like, okay, we saw it, or did you, I mean, what activities do you do?
Well, we kind of explored a little bit. We had two different vehicles, and it's weird. They have like this light green line in like kind of grid patterns and different shapes out there. I mean, it's so immense. We drove out probably 4 or 5 miles, and there's just nothing but flat ground. And it looks really rough to look across it, but to drive across it, it's super flat. It's kind of deceiving. It's weird.
I would argue it's not deceiving because it's called the flats. That's the whole reason it's there. Hodge.
Yeah, but when
if it was the Bonneville Hills and you got there and it was flat, I'd be like, that's actually pretty deceiving. I would think it was, you know.
No, but when you're there and you look out over the expanse of it, it looks rough. But as you're driving, you don't feel it.
All right. All right. Well, hey, man, thanks for all the inside information on the Bonneville Salt Flats, buddy. I appreciate it.
Have a great day,
there
guys.
Hodge. All right, we'll wrap it up with this, and I think this is the best point anyone has made here. Joseph writes us on Instagram, and you know he's serious because he goes by Joseph. He says, we're just spoiled. People travel all over the world to see Niagara Falls, and us here in Western New York, we're just like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
We do have a ton of natural beauty between Letchworth, Niagara Falls, the foliage, all the Finger Lakes, you know, fresh water for days that maybe we
take where it are you, for granted.
Yeah, where are you going to take us where we're going to see something that's more beautiful than where we live? So, right, good for you guys.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. plays a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal arc machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
You know, we're not like computer geniuses, but I like to think that you and I, we're pretty tech savvy with what we do for our jobs.
I know the basics, right? So I thought.
Apparently we don't, because who the hell know that this service that hardly anyone's ever heard of controls absolutely everything in the universe?
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Where They Whining, coming up in just a little while, special Where They Whining. Tommy is gone, which means Kimmy will be playing for the second time in her break room career, her first opportunity at a star and a chance at the belt. And that means the Tim Ischner, Terrible Time Timmy, will be running the whole show.
Playing referee today.
Last time we did this, it was a total disaster. So we'll try it again. Where Are They Whining? Coming up in just a little while here in the break room on CMF. Yesterday, an Amazon Web Service outage stopped the world for hours.
Yeah, it did. Not just Amazon.
Okay, so were either of you aware what Amazon Web Service was before yesterday?
I'm familiar with it, but I didn't know how powerful it was.
So I kind of assumed it just powered Amazon?
Yeah, I didn't know it was linked to so many different things.
All right, so yesterday, as many of you know, sites like Snapchat, Roblox, Fortnite, Robinhood, the online stockbroker, the McDonald's app, you said your Wendy's app wasn't working for 45 minutes.
Real bummer.
Folks that were trying to use Ticketmaster, some of the gambling
apps. I can't remember which one it was, but yeah.
All went down for hours. So Amazon is saying right now they're not sure what has caused the problem, unless there's been something that's broke over the last couple of hours. But yeah, apparently the world's biggest businesses and organizations use this Amazon Web Service to control their things. And I'm going to be honest with you. After everything that happened yesterday, it is terrifying how one thing being disrupted can totally alter our lives.
Yep.
Completely.
And we had no idea.
Yes.
We constantly rely on technology, but I don't think we realize in the moment how reliant we are on that technology until it goes wrong and then nothing at all works.
But like, here's the thing. To your point, you're right. I mean, that's an easy thing to say. Timmy, great take.
Thanks.
I think that we have this false idea of variety. Like, you know, if Instagram goes down, Twitter will be
there. I got something else to fall back on.
Or whatever. I have 5 different ways I can access my money. I have 6 different ways I can access entertainment, blah, 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 blah. But when something like this behind the scenes controls so many things.
And to your point, it's beyond like the leisure apps and technology. I would assume it also could affect you at work during the day, too, because I think Zoom was one of the things.
Zoom did go down.
That I'm sure a lot of people rely on a daily basis, especially if you're a work from home person. And that's the the format, I guess, your company uses.
Which, by the way, you know, everyone's all pissed that all their favorite things went down yesterday. If Zoom going down makes up for all of it, if I work from home or at a meeting, right?
Well, like, that's it for the day.
Come on. If you had a meeting you didn't want to do yesterday over Zoom and Zoom stopped working, that is the greatest gift you could be
Unless
given.
It just kicks it down the road, though. You still have to deal
with it. I don't have to deal with it tomorrow or today.
Yeah. Actually, it's a get out of jail free card anyway, because you could just say, like, oh, it's down for me. Other people might be able to get in, but I can't. Sorry.
I don't think it could work like that.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest.
I mean, I guess now that you say that, we don't really know.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know. We didn't know how this works. So if somebody yesterday was like, oh, it's down. It works for you, but it's not working for me for some reason. I would believe them. Right? Okay. Yeah. That's fine. Connor writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, Amazon Web Services handles about 30% of all websites. And if you use these sites, Amazon has your info. My job has open enrollment right now. And when that went down, even medical stuff went down.
Oh, that's scary.
That's great.
That's concerning.
Amazon's, well, I mean, it makes sense why when you use certain apps now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amazon starts direct.
All of a sudden, I have everything we talk about on this show pops up for me on Amazon.
We are so effed. We traded so much stuff for convenience, knowing what we were doing.
And even after all this, we're all just going to hop back on and use it again.
Like, you know, you're right.
Nobody
has
changed any habits, I'm guessing, after yesterday.
You're 100% right. Like, this, what happened yesterday should be the alarm enough to be like, hey, let's move away back towards certain things, and nobody's going to
do it. Let's check out our other options. What else is out there? Or maybe we should learn a little bit more about how everything we use is connected, but we're not.
Not going to do that.
Not going to do that.
No, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
Not going to do that. All right. So I guess we just sit around and we wait for the next one to happen, which will cripple us. I mean, the good news is when it comes to technology, like getting shut out for a day, a couple hours, sucks.
Yeah.
Right. But we do seem to have a pretty decent system down for getting everything back up and running
again.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Because there's so much money at stake. Think about 30%.
I can't imagine what was lost in that time frame.
Well, I mean, if what Connor says is true, that Amazon Web Services, you know, runs 30% of the internet.
Yeah.
Think about what 30% of the internet means in money for an hour.
I can't imagine.
And by the way, if your kid plays Roblox or Fortnite,
it did affect a lot of parents.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. I don't want to talk to you. So find something else to do. Go read a book. Go run outside. Chase yourself, as my dad used to say.
Chase yourself?
I don't get it either, but that's what he would tell me all the time.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.